Good morning. It's time to take about, 25 minutes to talk about the thing that everyone's talking about, the most important thing. Everyone's excited to talk about this. It's mortgages. Wah, wah. Okay. Everyone does have one. Everyone is interested, pun intended. Maybe it's not that exciting, but that's what we're going to try to do on today's show. My name is Michael Mullis, president of a company called Mortgage Teacher, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We shoot it straight, and I want to thank all of you that have been calling in, and, you know, if it's not you, it's someone you know that, you know, after listening to the show for how many years, we've been helping out Londoners for over 20 years now. I mean, I'm pretty proud of this, and even through a pandemic and inflation, we still have clients coming out on top, you know, paying more principal than interest. Had a great phone call yesterday. They are down to, you know, the last final payments of the mortgage were down to about $20,000. Had another phone call yesterday. They were up for renewal, except due to the plan we had, they paid their mortgage off early. So that's exactly what we're all about here. You know, sitting down and designing a plan on, you know, not just the rate and the payment, but how much are you paying off? Let's face it, folks, you want to be results focused. So on today's show, I kind of want to get to the point, and you can see this, you know, look us up on Facebook, Instagram, search Mortgage Teacher. You should be able to find us quite easily, and that's how most find us. But the trending news lately is, interest rates are up. But the biggest news, and look outside, hopefully it's not too, gloomy out your window. Because it's pretty rainy weekend, but that's spring for you folks. In fact, we'll talk about a little bit about that, but spring has sprung. As you can all hear on the news, the market is, you know, moving along. There's some action. And I must admit, London and surrounding area still has good affordability. People are still coming down here and more houses are popping up. For example, you might have bought a house last year that you could now buy for $100,000 cheaper this year. So that's the good move. There's a good opportunity to buy some houses. Now, the lower end of the market, you know, maybe $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 purchase price, those are moving quite quick, because they're still affordable and a lot of house buyers didn't get in the market last year. The interest rates are higher. That's tough, but hey, that's where we come in. But when I say spring has sprung, and yes, the action's picking up, so we'll talk about, you know, kind of what's been going on in the market a little bit lately and what are some examples of what people are calling in with. But I'll tell you one thing that really opened up my eyes. Did you know, another one of these test questions, did you know that you could actually get a home warranty on your mortgage? Yes. I have many clients that have, especially a first-time home buyer, they move into the house, picture old North, old South London. You got old sewer pipes, you got old basements. And you know, you put everything you got into the down payment. In fact, maybe even had to stretch yourself just to get into a house nowadays. Now you live in that house and boom, something breaks down. A furnace, an air conditioner, a sewage backup, you know, God forbid, knock on wood. So that's exactly what we want to avoid. Or is there something to help back you up? And here's where you're stuck. Where if, you know, you put all your money into the down payment, something happens, you might not have the funds and now you're stuck borrowing money. So I am proud to say I see quite a bit of mortgages that we can set up that have a home warranty program. And the power in that is you get your four seasons. Let's face it, Southwestern Ontario, you got some freezes, some thaws. Look at the floods we see around. The amount of basement flooding stories that I've heard the last 2 or 3 weeks. It gets pretty crazy at this time. So to know that you could have expenses covered, if something breaks down, it could get fixed and paid for. I had a client have an electric heat pump for their heater air conditioner, and it went. They called this 1-800 number, and for $3,600, their warranty through their bank paid for it. Now let's think about this, folks. When we're shopping around for an interest rate, we want the lowest rate. You know, you might find one rate $8 a month lower than another rate, and you're willing to take it. But if a bank were to give you $3,600 and a new furnace paid for, that goes a long way in your interest rate world. I'm just saying there's more value in mortgages sometimes in the product than what meets the eye. So those are the type of things we decipher and set up here in Mortgage Teacher. And I mean, let's face it, in the city of London, Forest City, of course, that's a pretty popular item because we do have old sewers and lines underneath our properties, and sometimes we get tree root problems. So if you get a backup set up, I've had one in a, you know, a really nice place, old North London, the sewer backed up, the city started to dig where, you know, they thought it was caught. They said, hey, it's not my problem. Our pipes look good. So now it was up to the property owner to dig and try to find the problem. And sure enough, you know, that's where this kind of program could possibly kick in and help cover some expenses you run into when your house isn't operating at its capacity, I guess you could say. So that's one great thing that's, you know, really opened my eyes on what's going on now. A home warranty for your mortgage. Wow, who would have thought? So some of us older bunch out there that, like me, a lot of us didn't know those sort of things existed. Now we do. So that's pretty decent to have. And these are the type of things that mortgage teacher wants to put in place. For example, you know, if you have kids out there, or, you know, someone you know that's becoming a first-time home buyer is, these are the type of things they need to be taught to make sure they're fully protected. Now, as far as the spring market has sprung, you know, what sort of things are going on? Of course, like I mentioned, you have your first-time home buyers, or, you know, they're still pretty active in the market right now looking to get out there. What else are people doing? Well, vacation properties. I'm not going to lie. That's still picking up pretty popular. The rental business is still big. So I do see, you know, just east and west of us, if that's what we want to say, north, south. We have, of course, Grand Bend and Lake Huron and Port Franks and right up to Goderich area. A lot of people looking at lakefront properties, perhaps an investment type property, perhaps a retirement, headed towards the retirement. Or I've even seen families come together and get a place together. That's the type of things we've seen. So we have those sort of setups, or we have, you know, down in Port Stanley, past St. Thomas there, Port Burwell. Speaking of water issues and flooding, we've had some there the last couple of years. But those are the type of things that we are seeing right now that people are calling and getting active in the market. So what else? I said rentals. Well, they could be vacation rentals, like we just spoke of, or maybe people need a tax deduction. I get clients in lately that, you know, their T4s are getting pretty big. They want to start creating some tax deductions, and maybe they don't trust the market as much that they want to invest in real estate to put their money. Is real estate the best to invest in? Well, I mean, I would say around this area, talk to some real estate professionals for sure. We have great ones in the area. And I must admit, you know, it seems like this area is still really obtainable. And as long as Ontario stays decent enough for employment in that, I would say Southwestern Ontario is still pretty popular. So we've got lots of different variety here as far as education and tech. Of course, we have the hospitals. So we still have some pretty good jobs and some reasons here in London. So I think it's still a good investment. Like I said, connect with your real estate professional. They're going to have those answers, not me. I'm just the money in the mortgages. And if you want to look that up, let's remind you, you can always look it up at mortgageteacher.com. My name's Michael Mullis. Feel free to reach out if you like. And you can always call us the old way, 226-289-2991. We're actually going to turn into this news break, but feel free to look us up, contact if you want. We're going to head right to the news, and we'll be back right after this. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about, you know, yeah, spring has sprung, but what happens if you're up for renewal? And what is it that the banks are doing, you know, a little bit tricky? And watch out for the early renewal. That's what you want to watch out for. We'll be back right after this break. All right, well, welcome back. Hopefully you didn't go too far or turn the dial. And if you're just tuning in now, my name is Michael Mullis, and we were getting pretty deep into, you know, what's trending? Spring has sprung. The market's picking up. What sort of things are people doing right now? You know, buying vacation properties, first-time home buyers, creating tax deductions. I'm not going to lie. The interest rates aren't that attractive. Now isn't the time to grab the $100,000 to put the pool in. You know, this is the time that we, London, surrounding area, it's still a good investment. We're still solid, I think. Things are pretty steady, but doesn't mean you want to go and get the wants. Maybe it's time just for the needs, and that's about it only. Okay, no doubt that the money is a little bit more expensive, so you want to kind of consider that when you're borrowing, and that's the kind of numbers that we figure out for you. So just before the show, we talked about something that's really interesting, and these are the lot of calls we're getting in now. How many of you listening out there coming up for renewal in the next year, and all you've heard lately is rates are going up, rates are going up, rates are going up? So you would call your lender early in fear, should I grab something now? Now let's face it, you're probably at about 3-something%, which is a fantastic rate. 3% is a lot lower than what you can get now. let's kind of go over what the rates are. And these aren't the best rates. I'm just giving you within general, within range. And when I'm speaking, folks, I'm talking about all the major banks. Like out in Dorchester, we have two branches. I'll name them TD, Scotia. I deal with them all the time. So through Mortgage Teacher, you get the best of both worlds. You can still stay with your bank, but at least you get our advice. We set it up. I mean, guys, it really makes sense when you think about it. Car loans. When do you go into your branch to get your car loan? You used to. I did back in the 90s, but you don't anymore. You go to one of the great, you know, auto providers, chains here we have in the City of London, and they set you with 9 different financing loans if you want. And you pick the best one you want. That's up to you. You might end up with a BMO payment coming out of your CIBC account. There you go. That, like I said, you have choices and you stay that way. You bank where you bank. All I'm saying is now you can get a refreshing look of your numbers that's in your best favor, unbiased. So that's what we want to provide here at Mortgage Teacher. Now, what I want to talk about is this is the watch out for, the early renewal. And it doesn't matter who the bank is. This is their sales technique. And this is what you want to watch out for. Lately, folks, like I said, the interest rates, variable, it's very odd. Variable is usually lower than fixed. It's quite a bit higher, like over 1% higher is the variable. I don't know, something has to give. Now, when I say higher than what? Well, then higher than the 5-year fixed. Let's face it, Canada, when it comes comparing apples to apples, or when people call me up and say, what are the rates? Usually it's the 5-year fixed rate you're asking about. So a lot of people now are coming up due from, you know, 2018, and they locked in at, say, 3.2, 3.4, 3.7, and now they're up for renewal, and the 5-year fixed is, you know, 5%, 5.2, 5.5, something in that window. So that's not very attractive. So right away, you get upset at your bank, and you start calling around. Well, face the facts, you're not going to find a golden rainbow. There's not one rate that's 1%, and everyone else is 5. They're all pretty close, guys, and let's just, I'm going to be honest on the show here today. All rates suck compared to what you're used to. Or were the rates just amazing the last couple of years and we wanted to make sure we took advantage? That's what we want to make sure. Hopefully you're paying a lot off while the rate is low. So here's what you want to watch out for. Fixed rates have actually been coming down in the big picture, if you've seen. Even since back in October, they've been kind of trickling down. So 5-year fixed was a high 5 and now we're down to the low 5s. Like I said, variable is 6.5. It's getting ridiculous. Okay. So is there a push for rates to come down? I don't know. Fixed have been coming down. So that's a good sign. And what I was saying is if you're due, for example, in July, or say you're due in August and your bank calls you and says, listen, we have this special going on 5.3%, but you have to lock in 10 days. Well, why? Why would you jump from a 3% into a 5 early just to lock into that special 5-year? Oh, because of the sales line they gave you, limited time only. No, they signed a contract with you back in the day to go to, for example, July 15th. You wait to that day. Now you ask your lender, can you hold this rate up till then? Just like a pre-approval. The bank will hold your rate for 120 days. But here's what we're doing. The bank won't do that. They usually call you within 30 days and say, here's the rate you can have within this 30-day window. So here at Mortgage Teacher, people are calling up well ahead of time, 6 months ahead of time, 4 months ahead of time, and we're collecting some information. We get to secure different rates at different lenders. So here's what we've seen. We saw some specials come down on, for example, a 3-year fixed, even down as low as 4.69. People got that. The 3-year went back up a little bit by the time their renewal came up. Now, and their bank said, okay, here's the rate we have, 5.35. But at Mortgage Teacher, we've now held different rates at different times, and the client had options, and they took a 4.69 3-year instead. So these are the type of thing that's very popular, and like popular. But what I said at the start of the show, watch out for the early renewal. Don't take the early renewal, or at least call someone like Mortgage Teacher and say, you know, what's going on? Because we'll explain. If the market's going up, 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 then they're not going to call and give you that special. They're going to wait and call you in the last minute because as the rate goes up, they get you at a higher rate. If the rates are going down, that's when they start calling in, giving you these specials, because before the rates go down, they want to hold your rate now. So it doesn't matter who the bank is. If you work at a bank, I apologize, but that's typically the strategy when it comes to renewal. Here at Mortgage Teacher, we're free anyway, no obligation, because we get to deal with all the banks, that's exactly what we do. We secure your rates many different places, and then when you come up for renewal, now you have options. And like I just told the clients yesterday that we did a lot of these with, no cost, no obligation. So, hey, the least you can do is teach yourself and give yourself some options, because, I mean, that's important in these days. Options. Okay. So that's what you want to watch out for when you're coming up for renewal. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, it's not the time to really be borrowing a lot of money to be doing things around the house. But if you have to get some stuff done, be careful, because a lot of us are raised with, oh, I'll just go get a line of credit. I'll just get one of those HELOCs, one of those all-in-ones, a step mortgage. Call it what you want. You're grabbing equity out of your house. The problem is you're borrowing that at a line of credit rate, which is prime plus a half or prime plus one. Folks, that's 7% these days. 7% on a line of credit. And here's the worst news. I don't mean to kick you down the stairs, but that's compounded monthly. I mean, I'll just go to basic grade 5 investments. When you invest money, you want it compounded more often because you make interest on your interest. But when you're borrowing that money, you want it compounded the least amount. Mortgages are only compounded twice a year. Lines of credit, 12 times. So that's, even that with the higher interest rate, I mean, I get it. If you got to borrow money, you have to borrow money, but let someone like Mortgage Teacher do the numbers for you to make sure you find the cheapest way of borrowing money. For example, if you wanted to borrow $40,000, would you want that on a credit card? Or would you want that on a line of credit? Guaranteed 10 out of 10 that had listened to that said, oh, line of credit. I wouldn't use a Visa. That's silliness. It's way higher interest rate and it's compounded daily, 365 times in 1 year. Correct comment. But why is it so easy for us to use a line of credit and not use mortgage lending when we know mortgages are cheaper and compounded much less? So these are the type of puzzles we'll do the math on for you. And if you're up for renewal, that's your opportunity to, you know, take advantage of what plan you're going to do next. And is it a 5-year plan we go after? That's the final question. I don't know if the 5-year, even if it's the lower interest rate, I don't think that's the way to go, folks. There's a lot of people out there saying that we're going to see rates come down soon and you might have another opportunity to grab a lower rate. For example, 2025. That's what many say. So that's about time. Wow, that was a good topic. Like I said, if you're coming up for renewal, if you're thinking of buying, doesn't matter what bank you're with, Mortgage Teacher is here to do just that. Teach you the difference between. We do it all for free. And guys, thank you so much. You've really helped grow our name, our company here in the City of London. And hey, keep paying it forward. And I hope to talk to you. I'm Michael Mullis signing off. And yeah, have yourself a great long weekend, folks. And we'll be seeing you soon.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.